Hi folks, my name is Sydney and this is Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on our dying planet. I originally had different plans for this episode and had actually planned on releasing it like a month ago, but I had to unexpectedly say goodbye to my sweet dog, Cricket, and man, it has been one of the saddest times of my entire life so far. I still can't believe that he's gone, and so I've been trying my best to memorialize him, as a lot of people do when they lose someone that they care about. But before this happened, I had actually scheduled an episode for later on in the year to talk about some sustainable memorial practices we can do to honor loved ones who had passed away. And I still plan on doing that episode, but man, we can always try to plan for what we should do when someone we love dies, but we're never really ready for it. And so sometimes those ideas that we have in our head about how it's supposed to be go out the window once you've taken such a hard hit to the heart. So instead of what I originally had planned for the 8th episode, I thought I would talk with you guys about how I've been navigating grief and environmental guilt during this time. But first, I'm going to talk about Cricket because I love him so much and he deserves to be talked about. So let's start with his story. In the summer of 2018, I was an intern with a state park where I was tasked with checking boats for aquatic invasive species. Each day I was at a different boat launch, and there was one that I hated more than any of the other ones. It was super secluded, which is nice if you're looking for that. But some people were also mean, and there was no bathroom, so I had to pee in the woods, which these woods surrounded the area. One day I was at this launch and it was a super slow day. I don't know if I'd seen a single boat yet, so I made the very logical decision to start eating my lunch, pizza, at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I see these two dogs running down the lane, a beagle and a coonhound. I thought that maybe their owners had them off leash and was coming along behind them, but nope, nobody ever came. So they're just running around. I set my pizza down on my chair so I could try to get the beagle, and he doesn't pay any attention to me. So I turn around just in time to see the coonhound stealing my pizza, which was fine. So anyway, I try to look at them a little bit closer, and they're both thin, and the coonhound had some sores on his ears. Then they started going into the woods, and I start panicking because I can't leave them alone. I have to do something. So I'm calling them, trying to get them to come back, and they just don't listen. So I start following them into the woods. I'm following them, and I come to the conclusion that I'm gonna have to pick up the beagle and, one, hope he doesn't try to bite my face off. Two, hope the coonhound doesn't attack me for picking up his buddy. And three, hope that the coonhound will then follow me, assuming I successfully pick up the beagle in the first place. So I scoop up the beagle, he doesn't rip my face off, and everything goes as planned. I then walked back to my car and put them in the back seat of my Chevy Impala with some water, and they laid right down. Long story short, after a month, the owners found they kept the beagle but let me keep the coonhound. His name was originally Hot Rod, but he didn't respond to that, so I figured I'd give him a new name, which was Cricket. He was 9 years old based on the information the owner provided when I found him, and he was an outside dog until he came into my life. He quickly learned to love pillows and blankets, and he would dig them all up to make a nest. He was the best nest maker, I'll tell you. And this has resulted in many of my bed sheets and pillows having holes ripped in them. And I just think his life goal was to be comfy, especially after I brought him inside and everything. So he wanted to be comfy no matter the cost. No pillow or sheet or blanket was safe from his expert nest making skills. In addition to that, he was also a slapper. So if you stopped petting him before he decided it was time, he would lift up his paw and hit you with it. We also got in the routine of walking almost every morning before I went to work. He would get so excited every time, and he would just start jumping around, and he didn't really, I mean, he barked, but he would go woo woo, and so we'd always, you know, kind of make fun of him with that. And so he'd woo woo until we got out the door. Then we'd finish our walk and he'd go back to bed and I'd go to work. He was such a special boy, and I'm so grateful for the 5 years that I got with him, but it's just never enough. And losing him was just so unexpected. So I'm just really struggling without him. So I decided to do some things to help me honor and remember him. I decided to plant some flowers where we buried him, which I'm very glad I did. As I planted these flowers that I got, I talked to him and I found the experience to be therapeutic. I would definitely recommend this to others dealing with loss, regardless of whether the pet or person has been buried or cremated or something else. I think just planning something and taking that time to talk to your loved one can help you feel a little bit better. Now, in addition to that, I also decided to buy some pet memorial pieces off of Etsy. And, well, actually, one of those things I ended up buying is a pillow of Cricket. And this is something I had thought I should do quite a while before Cricket had passed away, just because I thought that'd just be so perfect, because he always wanted to be comfy. He always wanted to be on pillows. And so what a perfect way for me to remember him and to honor him and his priority of being comfortable than to put his face onto a pillow. And it's staring at me right now as I'm recording this. And so anyways, while I try to keep my purchase of non-essential physical items to a minimum, I don't regret buying these things, because to have my sweet dog's face or his name on a custom piece of art is something that I will always have to remind me of him. Plus, I bought from small businesses, which make me feel less bad than if I would have ordered from a large faceless corporation. While I don't regret buying these pieces, what I do regret is that I let these initial purchases spiral me into the worst previous episodes. But in a nutshell, it's when you don't spend excessively on non-essential stuff for a good while, and then you end up buying one thing and it sends you into a frenzy of consumerism. Since Cricket is no longer here to take for walks or to play with or to cuddle, I found myself on my phone online shopping a lot more. I think it temporarily distracted me from my grief, and I got a boost of dopamine or whatever when a new package showed up at the door. So I just continuously did that for like a month, the past month. And now, on top of the grief of losing my sweet companion, I am now dealing with the guilt of contributing to the mindless consumption of things that I really didn't need that are going to end up in a landfill once I'm gone from this earth anyway. So in hindsight, here are some things that I wish I would have done instead. Starting off with one that may not be great advice for everyone, because we all grieve differently and have different beliefs, but I wish I would have created a game plan for when this inevitable time came. Not necessarily specific to the loss of Cricket, but just loss in general of someone that you love. Almost like having a grief kit. I'd get a nice box, and inside it I'd have a candle and a lighter, so I could light the candle as a temporary memorial until I could decide on another way of honoring them. I'd also include a bottle of water, because let's be real, I will cry myself into dehydration, and also a a note to myself that was written at a time when my mind wasn't clouded with shock and sadness that reminded me to write down as many memories as I can. It would remind me of what I believe comes next for us after we cross the Great Divide, and how my lost loved one is now relieved of any suffering and has been enveloped by peace. I would write that no material items will be able to fill the void that is left in my heart with their passing, nor will it be able to bring me the same joy that I once felt, and it certainly is not going to be able to bring them back. So basically, I'd want to remind myself that spending money on things is not going to bring them back or fix my grief. So instead, with this grief kit, it'd be like my past self is trying to comfort the version of me that is grieving and gently encourage me to redirect my energy to something that's not going to be as detrimental to the environment, such as spending mindlessly as a distraction. In addition to that, I'd maybe put a notebook in the box to remind myself to write down my thoughts and memories. I journal regularly, but after losing Cricket, I stopped for a while. I've since started back up again, but I think that if I had started sooner, or I guess rather never stopped in the first place, it would have helped me through the early stages of the grieving process, and maybe it would have prevented me from buying so many things. While the note, candle, water, and notebook are some of the things that I think I'll put in my future grief kit, this is something that I think can be tailored to you and what you think your needs will be when dealing with death. Death is something we all will have in common, and while you can't really prepare for the loss of a loved one, if we can allow ourselves to come to peace with this process, I think that it can reshape the way we grieve and the way we continue to live our lives. Now, I'm not 100% sure how to come to peace with death myself, but I want to try so that when I'm faced with loss again in the future, I can respond in a way that aligns with my values, which includes protecting our environment while also acting in a way that will honor the person or pet that is no longer in my life. Anyway, I guess I'm getting a little bit off track here, but I think the point that I'm trying to make is that maybe constructing a grief kit for yourself for these hard times can be a step towards finding some peace in those painful moments. I also am going to start a new tradition to honor Cricket, and again, this may look different for everyone, but I think I'm going to plan on making a donation to one of our local animal shelters every June, whether monetary or in supplies, since that was the month that we entered each other's lives. I'll never forget Cricket, but this way his memory can live on in a way that is also helping other sweet animals. And I understand that this might not be an option for everyone, because, you know, not everyone is going to be in a financial situation to be able to donate, but if you are in a situation where you can, it might be something to consider, and since it's a good way to honor your past pet and, you know, help other ones. My phone is filled with photos of my Cricket, and I wish I would have taken the time while he was still here to organize them into a designated Cricket folder. That way, when I'm ready, I could easily put it in slideshow mode and appreciate the happy, goofy moments that we shared together. It's definitely something I still plan on doing. That way, in June or whenever I'm missing him a little extra, I can watch it. I just wish I would have done it before, so that it was one less thing I needed to think about now that he's gone. Having this folder or slideshow prepared may have also helped me cut back on my purchases, since it would already act as a memorial for him. I maybe wouldn't have been panicking about ways to remember him, since I would have already had so many of our memories right there. This maybe would have, again, taken away the need I felt to buy other items to memorialize him, and therefore may have prevented me from spiraling into this retail relapse. I guess the last thing I want to say before I wrap up this episode is, well, two things. One, Cricket was the greatest companion I've ever had, and I will miss him for the rest of my life. So if you have pets, give them some extra love today, because animals are so pure and they deserve all the love in the world. And two, if you are currently dealing with loss, I want you to know that I am sending my love to you, whether I've met you or not, because I know grief can be a lonely place, and this life that we are given can be so painful. But even in these moments when we're kicking ourselves for the things that we should have done, know that you deserve love and compassion during this difficult time. Be kind to yourself, my friends. Thanks for being here. Until next time.